Bree Hadley, Archiving, Access and AI Report. October 2025, Executive Summary. Disability Arts History Australia website is the outcome of a research project called The Evolution of Disability Arts in Australia, Practices, Legacies and Cultural Heritage. The project was funded by the Australian Research Council, Creative Australia, Queensland University of Technology Centre for Justice and Curtin University Centre for Technology and Culture, in partnership with Arts Access Victoria and the University of Melbourne. Historically, mainstream archives have excluded, underrepresented and misrepresented the work of D/deaf, disabled and /or neurodivergent people. This project set out to create a digital archive of Australian disability arts from the last 50 years to address continued bias and silences in cultural memory and create a resource to support artists, arts organisations, policymakers and researchers to make the industry more inclusive. The project team used a critical disability studies method to analyse archival records and conversations with artists and code this content for both reporting and inclusion in a searchable website. The team explored using artificial intelligence AI to try to address the inaccessibility of archival databases for D/deaf, disabled and neurodivergent people as artists and as audiences. The project thus provided learnings about using a range of AI tools, apps and platforms to extract metadata, put it in Excel and CSV format for a searchable website, provide descriptions of PDFs and URLs that were not easy to read or accessible to screen readers, and provide other access features such as audio descriptions and easy/plain English reports. The research team found that while some AI tools had potential to be helpful, many of the tools themselves were not fully accessible or well integrated across different processes. The process to correct, including correcting inadequacies in relation to disability content and the way D/deaf, disabled and neurodivergent artists talk/talk about their work, was still very labour intensive. This is not optimal, given D/deaf, disabled and /or neurodivergent creators have less financial resource to devote time to this, less access to training and technology, and a large amount of time consumed in disability administration alongside everyday work and life administration than other Australians. In addition to bias and labour intensiveness, the AI tools raised questions about whether D/deaf, disabled and or neurodivergent people may be forced to use digital technology rather than human or other supports when they do not wish to, if AI is demonstrated to be useful for access. The project showed that there is still a lot of work to be done to make both archival platforms and AI truly accessible for D/deaf, disabled and neurodivergent communities, and thus provide the context in which we can have leadership, custodianship, stewardship and autonomy over our own data. The main challenges they faced included bias and misrepresentation. AI tools carry biases in relation to D/deaf, disabled and /or neurodivergent people, which can amplify rather than diminish historical patterns of marginalisation, which can lead to misrepresentation and the continued exclusion of marginalised voices. Accessibility. Many AI tools do not yet provide full accessibility for D/deaf, disabled and /or neurodivergent people as authors as well as audiences. Labour and cost. Using AI tools can still be labour intensive, and the financial cost of subscriptions as well as the energy cost of customising and correcting can be an additional barrier. The report recommends the community should have the right to be the curators of their own data. There is a need to make archives, digital archives and AI tools now used in archiving and data management processes more accessible to make sure we afforded this right. Project details. The Disability Arts History Australia website is the outcome of a research project, The Evolution of Disability Arts in Australia, Practices, Legacies and Cultural Heritage, SR202030, funded by the Australian Research Council, Creative Australia, Queensland University of Technology Centre for Justice and Curtin University Centre for Technology and Culture, in collaboration with Arts Access Victoria and the University of Melbourne. Project funding Disability Arts History Australia Research Team. Professor Bree Hadley, Chief Investigator, Queensland University of Technology. Professor Katie Ellis, Chief Investigator, Curtin University. Professor Janice Rieger, Chief Investigator, University of Technology, Sydney. Associate Professor Eddie Patterson, Chief Investigator, University of Melbourne. Annie Rolfe, Project Manager and Research Assistant, Queensland University of Technology, 2022 to date. Associate Professor Michael Whelan, Chief Investigator, Queensland University of Technology, 2021. Dr. Kristen Cornell, Partner Investigator, Creative Australia. Caitlin Vaughan, Partner Investigator, Creative Australia. Caroline Bowditch, Partner Investigator, Arts Access Victoria, 2021 to 2024. Joshua Pether, Partner Investigator, Arts Access Victoria, 2024 to date. Hannah Mason, Research Assistant, Queensland University of Technology, 2022 to date. Dr. Morgan Batch, Senior Research Associate, Queensland University of Technology, 2024 to date. Erin Scudder, Research Assistant, University of Melbourne, 2022 to 2024. Saadia Ahmed, Research Assistant, Curtin University, 2022 to 2024. Kim Cousins, Research Assistant, Curtin University, 2024 to date. Yung Yoon, Research Assistant, Queensland University of Technology, 2022. Renee Nightingale, Website Developer, Queensland University of Technology, 2024-. Jordan Fife, Research Assistant, Curtin University, 2021 to 2022. Rachel Missingham, Project Manager and Research Assistant, Queensland University of Technology, 2021 to 2022. Disability Arts History Australia, DAHA, Steering Committee, Emiko Artemis, Jeremy Hawkes, Anthea Skinner, David Doyle, Matthew Hall, Carly Findlay, Simone Flavelle, Daniel Savage, Janine McKay, Jenny Fuster, Jodie Mundy, Morwenna Collett, Sophia Golan, Rebecca Young, Liz Martin, Pat Swell, Larissa McFarlane, Paul Calcott. Additional contributors, the Disability Arts History Australia features, images and artworks by Bree Hadley, Janice Rieger, Eddie Patterson, Katie Ellis, Emiko Artemis, Jeremy Hawkes. Auslan interpretation in videos by Paula Norman, Julie Lyons, Bobby Blackson, Ilana Gelbart, Dan Hatley and Christy Filipich. Video editing by Marina Piper, Bree Hadley, Annie Rolfe, Hannah Lee Mason. Captions, transcripts, audio descriptions by Bree Hadley, Annie Rolfe, Hannah Lee Mason with AI assistance. Timeline contributions by Dr. Anthea Skinner, Dr. Tony White, Kaylee Myers, Nick Hughes, Dr. Morgan Batch, Caroline Bowditch, Caitlin Vaughan, Frank Panucci, Emiko Artemis, Peter Vance. Cite this report, Hadley, B, 2025. Archiving, Access, and AI Report. Disability Arts History Australia. Available HTTPS as disabilityartshistoryaustralia.net as DAHA page. Reports 2025. Archiving, Access, and AI. Archives are vital cultural resources. Mason et al. Forthcoming. Mainstream archives, libraries, and cultural institutions have not historically included the work of D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent people. They have underrepresented and misrepresented our work. They have also had attitudinal, systemic, processual, physical, or digital barriers that make them difficult for us to access as authors or as audiences. This historical exclusion has created silences in representation and memory and perpetuated bias in curatorial practice, language, and content. As archival scholar Terry Cook articulates it, archivists are what they keep, but they are also what they do not keep. Archival selections have social, cultural, and political repercussions. Cook, 2011, 181. Disability Inclusion Action Plans. In recent years, research has looked at how institutions in galleries, libraries, and museum sector can better include DDEF, disabled, and neurodivergent people. Rieger, 2022. Rieger et al., 2023. Individual institutions and have launched Disability Action Inclusion Plans. For example, the Australian Museum Accessibility Inclusion Plan, 2018 to 2021, 2018. The National Gallery of Australia Disability Inclusion Action Plan, 2022. And the National Library of Australia Disability Inclusion Action Plan, 2024 to 2026, 2024. The Arts Centre Melbourne, which hosts the Australian Performing Arts Collection, APAC, with more than 850,000 items from dance, theatre, opera, music and circus, has launched Disability Equity and Inclusion Plan, 2023 to 2027. Peak bodies representing the GLAM sector have also initiated plans. For example, the National Association for Visual Arts Disability Action Plan, 2025 to 2027, 2025. Or included disability in broader plans. For example, the Australian Museums and Galleries Association Strategic Plan and Pillars, 2024 to 2026, 2024. It is more difficult to find these in relation to archives and digital archives defined as institutions or web-based databases that collect, catalogue, provide the public with access to historical records in a range of formats until very recently. For example, the National Film and Sound Archive of Australia, which is an audiovisual archive of film, television and radio history with an online record, launched its first Disability Inclusion Action Plan 2024 to 2027, 2024, less than a year ago at the time of writing. The Australian Human Rights Commission, which retains archival records of public inquiries, policy submissions and legal decisions, launched its first Disability Inclusion Action Plan 2024 to 2026, 2024 in the past year. The Australian National Archive indicates its diversity plan in 2023 to 2024 has focused on increasing representation of children and young people, Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander people and people with disability 2023 to 2024, but does not appear to have made this or a more specific disability-related plan public yet. Universities, which hold a range of collections, have launched plans, though typically for the whole institution more so than the archive. Institutions like the CSIRO archives with records of scientific research and inventions, though publicly funded and stated to follow universal design principles, do not appear to have specific plans outlining accountability for language, representation and accessibility. According, in a number of cases, the accountability for inclusion and access would be based on the government's general public service standards, custodianship, stewardship and autonomy. The recentness and aspirational ambitions of these plans and policies demonstrate the degree to which DDEF, disabled and or neurodivergent, have been excluded from cultural memory. Advocating for our right to leadership, including custodianship, stewardship and autonomy in relation to disability-related records and data, is mentioned in some of the most recent plans, e.g. NAVA Disability Action Plan 2025 to 2027. The majority, however, focus on the basics of physical and digital access, employment and representation, not governance. They are derived, at best, from consultation with our community, not led by our community. The draft principles articulated by the National Disability Data Asset, which is referencing government records in relation to disability, and does recognise our right to custodianship, stewardship and autonomy, does not appear to be widely known amongst other archives and archivists. In this context, as we have argued elsewhere, having the time, space, platforms and support to create, retain and display records of our work on our own terms is a privilege disabled people in Australia have not yet been afforded, Mason et al. Forthcoming. In the developing the Disability Arts History Australia archival website, we have sought to address the fact that disability arts is largely invisible within mainstream culture, Mason et al. Forthcoming. We have set out to profile the people, companies, works, and critical moments in arts and disability policy that have helped shape the development of the field of disability arts in Australia, Mason et al. Forthcoming. We have, in alignment with principles of community archiving and custodianship, attempted to give artists, allies, and other stakeholders agency to tell their stories and share their histories on their own terms, Mason et al. Forthcoming. We have been curators, custodians, and stewards of over 10,000 cross-referenced items, including 1,600 records provided by organisations and recollections of individual artists and allies in 49 interviews as at site launch in 2025. We have engaged our community in co-design workshops to identify principles for disseminating our own cultural heritage. We have, throughout the process, encountered a number of challenges, tensions, and contentions. This, as arts archivist Sarah Callahan says, is to be expected. In the current climate, the archive has turned from a source towards a subject and is now increasingly understood as a site of contestation where power, memory, and representation are negotiated. Callahan, 2022, page 2. Identifying, cataloguing, and gaining consent to use records in a context where collaborators have limited time to assist or are not clear if participants at the time understood they would be providing consent to disseminate records publicly is a challenge. Mason et al. Forthcoming. Resources, including time and funds available, has further complicated the effort to collect archival records. Mason et al. Forthcoming. In addition to these perhaps anticipatable challenges, we have confronted a number of issues with the accessibility of both creating and disseminating records through databasing software. This means our archive is necessarily fragmented, incomplete, and a different experience for different users based on access requirements, Mason et al. Forthcoming. In this report, we focus on how we have sought to address the inaccessibility of archival databases, and in particular digital archival databases, to deaf, disabled, and or neurodivergent authors and audiences. As archival content management specialist Margot Note says, archives embody the principles of access, stewardship, and service. However, for some users, physical and digital archives remain challenging to navigate, use, or even enter. Barriers to archival access are often unintentional, stemming from outdated facilities, inaccessible technologies, or limited awareness of diverse user needs. Note 2025. In Australia, most universities and research organisations align with FAIR and CARE principles for archive creation, use, and access. The FAIR, findable, accessible, interoperable, reusable. Principles suggest there should be clear descriptions, clear consistent categorisation, and clear access conditions to support users to engage with data. Wilkinson et al., 2016. The CARE, collective benefit, authority to control, responsibility, ethics. Principles outline Indigenous people's right to data sovereignty. Carroll et al., 2020. The Australian Research Data Commons advocates for these principles. ARDC, 2022, 2023. The Australian Research Data Commons accessibility page indicates partial compliance with WCAG and says nothing about our stewardship of our data as disabled people. The National Disability Data Asset Charter, 2024, and the National Disability Research Partnership Co-Design Guidelines, 2023, do articulate the importance of our own stewardship over our own data to ensure we control collection, representation, use, and accessibility. However, these latter are rarely included in statements from Australian university and research organisation policies, principles, or commitments. This limited awareness of and attention to diverse user needs has indeed proved a barrier for our work. In this report, we consider whether modern technology, in particular artificial intelligence, has assisted in navigating these challenges. In a context where our right to determine how our data is collected, represented, used, and accessed is still not widely acknowledged, we outline some of the technologies we have used or tried to use to make authorship and audience accessible to ourselves and our community, where this has worked, where this has not worked, or not reduced labour intensiveness, and where this raises ethical concerns. We find that while a few AI technologies have assisted with metadata extraction, content summarization, site navigation, and alternative accessible formats, many AI technologies do not yet offer fuller access and or less labour-intensive access to disabled authors and audiences. There is still work to do to make archival database software and platforms available to us as authors and as audiences, and to make AI truly helpful in navigating barriers to access. This includes a need to increase overall accessibility, address legacy content management, and the labour-intensive nature of digital archiving as essential to supporting us to be the curators, custodians, and stewards of our own data and data management protocols. Developing the Disability Arts History Australia archival database site In developing the Disability Arts History Australia website, we have encountered a number of central challenges articulated by our participants and collaborators and embodied in mainstream archives we have engaged with. This includes issues in relation to representation, attitude, policy, accessible content, display and technology, and funding and resources. Representation, the belief that there is not a high volume of content by and with as well as about disabled people and or that it is therapeutic and community rather than professional work that may not fit curatorial intent of collections. The lack of differentiation of work by, with or about disability. The changing language used to define and describe disability over time, including terminology that is now unclear and or offensive to contemporary audiences. The practice where some institutions have changed language, including in some cases pulling content from display or changing the description with play, to minimise collecting institutions' contribution to bias, barriers and problems for disabled people. Attitude. The belief that work by and with disabled people is not of equal quality. The belief that engaging with disabled artists and allies, co-designing collection and curation processes, and co-designing strategies, techniques and resources to ensure this is accessible to all disabled artists and audiences is too costly, time-consuming and or technical. Policy. Lack of national, industry and institutional policies, plans for including D/deaf, disabled and /or neurodivergent people as authors and audiences in archives. Lack of protocols to clearly differentiate work by, with and or about disability in collections. Lack of commitment to disability-led governance of collections of work by, with and or about D/deaf, disabled and or neurodivergent people. Data custodianship, stewardship, autonomy. Lack of funding, resources, training to create accessibility. Lack of promotion of archives, libraries and other cultural institutions. Holdings of work by, with and about disabled people. Lack of governance and accountability. Accessible content, display and technology. Statements clearly signalling accessibility or lacks in accessibility in promotions. Site, venue, display mapping to guide engagement, physical and digital collections, including institutions, internal, external and social sites. Appropriate adjustable signs, rooms, furniture, equipment in physical spaces, assistive/adaptive technology to support employment and engagement, WCAG standards in digital content/websites, AUSLAN captions, transcripts, audio description, colour contrast, font, format, relaxed/tactile engagement options, quiet/sensory rooms and sensory maps, high and low noise, light, scent locations and times, plain English/easy English information, application access standards to workflow for staff as well as experience for audiences. Funding that supports access or requires access as a condition of support, that supports D/deaf, disabled and /or neurodivergent people as the cohort most excluded from education to train to work as archivists, curators and creators of archives and collections, that supports allies to undertake disability-led training in disability cultural competence for archiving, that supports D/deaf, disabled and /or neurodivergent people as the cohort most excluded from employment and economic participation, to engage in this work on a non-volunteer basis around their non-traditional work, life administration and disability administration. Progress in inclusive and accessible archiving in Australia. As indicated, archives, libraries and collecting institutions have, in some cases and to some degree, begun to recognise the need to address these issues for D/deaf, disabled and /or neurodivergent authors and audiences. The National Library of Australia's Disability Inclusion Action Plan, 2024 to 2026, for example, includes goals for improving representation, access and inclusion for disabled people in the workforce and in the physical and digital experience of collections. This plan seeks to build inclusive culture in a disability-confident organisation, embedding access in policy, planning and operations, employing disabled people and physical and digital access to services, collections and exhibitions through strategies like Bindi Maps to support wayfinding and assistive/adaptive technology in venues like reading rooms. As noted, most plans due date do not discuss our rights as D/deaf, disabled and or neurodivergent people to establish our own policy, plan and procedures. The fact that we have a right to expect this in the same way other historically marginalised cohorts do is recognised in the Draft Position Statement Principles of Australia's new National Disability Dataset, a resource designed to link data from across government systems. The principles in this document stress that we as disabled people must have control over what is in a dataset, what consent, privacy and safety protocols are applied to a dataset, who engages with a dataset and how the data is used to inform development of policies, systems and resources to serve our community. While acknowledging the need to improve accessibility of systems, most plans for archives, collections and academic institution holdings do not yet recognise this. They do not draw a clear line between accessibility, including digital accessibility, and supporting our right to custodianship, stewardship and autonomy. Many address us mainly as audiences. At best, there is discussion of aspiration to implement systems to ensure they are employing more disabled people, not leadership and governance, using AI for digital archiving. In developing the Disability Arts History Australia website, digital accessibility for ourselves and our community as authors and as audiences, arose as a key challenge and key set of learnings in relation to our right to lead and govern how we are represented in archives. As AI-driven tools are already shaping access, assistive technology, and archives slash digital archives, we explored use of a range of tools to assist, as information technology specialists Shibu Chemnad and Razak Othman outline. Digital accessibility, as defined by the Web Accessibility Initiative, WAI, implies that people with disabilities should be able to access, navigate, perceive, and interact with content. Initiative, WAI, 2022. Digital accessibility refers to the practice of designing digital systems and services in a manner that makes them accessible to all individuals, including those with disabilities. Sharma et al., 2020. Chemnad and Othman, 2024. Digital accessibility is, they argue, integral to modern times, especially because a significant percentage of the population is with one or multiple disabilities today. It ensures that everyone, regardless of their abilities or disabilities, has equal access to digital content and services and is an essential factor of an organization that provides digital content or services. Chemnad and Othman, 2024. All archives today include digital content and services to greater or lesser degree. The volume of what Lisa Jelliant, 2022, describes as born digital data and data collections has changed approaches to archiving, approaches to retaining, searching, and engaging with records. This can be via the creation of digital archives with born digital or a combination of digitized and born digital data, as well as searching content in physical and digital archives and engaging with this content as a researcher, student, or everyday audience member. While disability access and inclusion plans often stress accessibility, if not cultural sensitivity and agency for D/deaf, disabled, and / neurodivergent authors and audiences, organizations can also view time and cost as barriers to implementing more accessible systems. Artificial intelligence, the simulation of learning, problem solving, and reasoning by machines and machine learning, including large language models, has already been flagged as having the potential to transform approaches to assistive technology and universal design for accessibility, Chemnad and Othman, 2024. Indeed, many AI tools, technologies, and platforms began for and with disabled users before gaining wide traction. For example, speech-to-text and text-to-speech technology began forth and with disabled users, long before using agents like Siri or Alexa to voice command a range of devices and applications, e.g. Kurzweil et al., 1976. AI and the use of AI is controversial in an arts context. Many critique its potential for inaccuracy and bias, its use of authors, creators' intellectual property without payment or acknowledgement, its implications for privacy and safety, as well as its heavy use of environmental resources like water. This, Chemnad and Othman, 2024 say, means use of AI to improve access in archiving or any other context needs to be approached with caution and focus on inclusivity. Chemnad and Othman, 2024. At the same time, as Reshmi Krishnan and Sivakumar Manikam say, with its ability to learn, adapt, and make decisions, AI has opened up new possibilities for people with disabilities. AI-based assistive technologies can analyze data, recognize patterns, and make predictions, making them more efficient and effective than traditional assistive technologies, Krishnan and Manikam, 2024. In a systemic review of 43 articles on the topic, Chemnad and Othman, 2024, found that AI is used for access for people with visual, speech, and hearing impairment. There are less technologies for people neurological, neurodevelopmental, physical mobility, and other impairments available, mainly spell checkers, grammar checkers, alternative controller systems for these. There is a paucity of comprehensive AI systems tailored to address the unique challenges faced by people with other disabilities such as speech and hearing impairments, autism spectrum disorder, ASD, neurological disorders, and motor impairments. Chemnad and Othman, 2024. This partly because large language systems, at present stage of development, have more capacity to transcribe and translate English spoken or written language, less capacity to transcribe and translate multimodal sign languages that use manual, non-manual, and at times vocal features like sign language. It's also partly percentage of disabled people included in development, training, and user experience testing of the technologies, let alone leading this process. There has been heavy critique of non-disabled people developing what Liz Jackson, 2019, calls disability dongles, solutions that appear appealing at first glance, but are not solutions to problems disabled people asked for and do not see usage by our community. There is, Chemnad and Othman say, a need for a more equitable distribution of research efforts, 2024, and agency to address this. Groups like AI for LAM, AI for Libraries, Archives, and Museums, on GitHub have acknowledged this and shared content to assist archive, library, and museum professionals to use AI for a range of purposes, including access. Mannheimer and Collaborators, 2024, note AI is used in large academic libraries in particular. It is used to extract metadata, make search recommendations, and use materials in text/image search archives. In this sense, the use of natural language processing, image recognition, and bots for search recommendations and content summaries is as prevalent in archives, libraries, and collecting institutions as it is in other settings. For example, analyzing and reporting on medical images and data in health settings. Chemnad and Othman, 2024. using AI in the development of the DAHA Digital Archive. The Disability Arts History Australia website was funded by the Australian Research Council, Creative Australia, QUT's Centre for Justice, and Curtin University's Centre for Technology and Culture, in collaboration with University of Melbourne and Arts Access Victoria, with ethics approval granted by QUT, approval 202100382. The site was created by and co-designed with D/Deaf, Disabled and Neurodivergent Artists. It is built on Omeka S and hosted via the ARDC Nectar Cloud. The site, at launch, includes over 10,000 cross-referenced searchable items from over 1,600 documents and URLs and 49 interviews. All content is either public domain or used with permission. Original creators retain copyright. The first steps in developing the site addressed a number of challenges: difference in preference and changes over time in definitions disability and description D, deaf, disabled, and or neurodivergent artists and their work. Difficulty collecting due to lack of clarity if records are by, with, or about disabled people. Difficulty collecting due to data gaps. Difficulty collecting due to time, energy, effort to identify, digitise, code, and represent. After a volume of data was collected, the next challenge was digitising, categorising, and uploading content in digital archive platforms that are not fully accessible to disabled people as authors or as audiences. The access features we incorporated into design of the layout of the site, based on co-design workshops with DDEF, disabled, and or neurodivergent artists and allies around Australia, included simplified layout, blue rather than red colour scheme, dark on light contrast without being too bright, short text sections, sans serif fonts, no autoplay media. The access features also include Auslan interpretation, captions, transcripts, screen readable descriptions of content with ALT text, audio of reports, plain/easy English of reports. A key problem was that PDFs, particularly PDFs that are scanned from 1970s and 1980s documents, are not screen reader accessible or easy for dyslexic authors to read, with poor font and colour contrast. Further, while we used links to websites captured in Trove, or that we added to Internet Archive to make the URLs we linked to more stable, as they are external sites, we could not know if the ARIA code was screen reading or the font, colour, contrast and layout was accessible. Funding limitations meant that recreating all text and redescribing all images across thousands of pages was not feasible. Providing a clear description and coding in the Omeka site entry and also in accessibility tags in the document was the most we could do in the funding and time envelope available. The result on launch is a site that is not a complete record of the history of disability arts in Australia and not completely accessible due to those PDFs. Our developers and user experience testers indicate about 70% accessible, CWC AG compliance statement. As we reach launch of the site, we are left with questions and learnings about the pros and cons of attempting to use AI to create an archival database that is more inclusive of D/deaf, disabled and /or neurodivergent people as both contributors and users, contribution of AI tools to access, the different types of AI tools we attempted to engage with in developing the Disability Arts History Australia website broadly align with the categories of assistive technologies authors in the field have identified. Visual, individuals with limited vision, colour blindness or blindness, auditory, individuals with hearing impairments, motor, individuals with tremors and spasms, slowness of the muscles, or restricted fine motor control, cognitive, individuals who struggle with reasoning and problem solving, memory problems, learning impairments, or attention issues, Krishnan and Manikam 2024, AI-guided navigation. We are and have been aware of AI navigation tools as part of our broader research. The majority are for physical venues and environments. These typically require subscription, setup, venue installation, technical support at the creator end, and have limited coverage in some regions or institutions. Non-bespoke and free apps may have limitations, particularly in new/public spaces. There can be safety issues if inaccurate in these spaces. There was note an equivalent for online archive wayfinding that we discovered in developing this archive. Seeing AI, free, iOS, camera speaks text, describes surroundings, content of barcode, and location people, places, and items it has entered into it. Bindi Maps, free paid mobile, Australian app, Bluetooth beacons and AI for wayfinding in universities, shopping centres, hospitals and other cultural institutions, voice navigation and for blind and low vision users. Maze, free paid, mobile, Australian platform used in cultural institutions and public spaces, wayfinding, sensory maps and personalised navigation. AI speech to text, text to speech and icon to speech. AI speech to text and text to speech are amongst the widely known and used technologies. In developing our archive, we made use of Microsoft Office Suite's read aloud type functions, which do integrate screen readers and similar tools into native setup. However, we found these had limitations when reading digitized scans of historical documents in non-readable formats on coloured paper with difficult to read courier type fonts. These agents also present challenges in terms of their ability to interpret Australian accents, Indigenous Australian words, and disability-related language, which means the results of usage can require a lot of editing. The cost of subscription and customization can be a barrier to usage. Speechify, free tier mobile/web, converts text to speech, including web pages, emails, documents. Microsoft Office Suite mobile.web includes Read Aloud, Dictate, and Immersive Reader, supports speech-to-text and text-to-speech. Google Speech Services mobile web, Android voice typing and screen reading, converts speech-to-text and vice versa. Widget symbols plus symbol sticks, desktop/web, converts visual symbols to spoken words, icon-to-speech tools used in AAC, augmentative and alternative communication, communication systems used in education and disability support, AI captions and transcripts. We made quite extensive use of AI-generated captions and transcripts in developing our archive. We use these to transcribe recordings of interviews, provide summaries of interviews to aid searching and interpretability for some users, and generate captions to support engagement with videos for some users. In this case, we do find applications like Adobe's Premiere Pro, though able to generate these, are not set up for those who do not use mouse/keyboard navigation or use verbal navigation. Again, these can also misinterpret Australian and Indigenous Australian words and disability-related language. They can misinterpret or skip speech by D/deaf, disabled and or neurodivergent people, where we have our own communication modes. Accordingly, here again, results require a lot of editing and use of additional /alternative platforms to produce results users can engage with, including things like plain/easy English summaries. Sonic's AI, subscription, web/desktop. Used for generating transcripts, captions, and interview summaries. Otter.ai, free plan, mobile/web. Real-time transcription with speaker identification. Good for meetings and lectures, but may miss nuance in disability-specific terms. Microsoft Office Suite, mobile web, includes read aloud, auto-captioning in PowerPoint, and live transcription in Teams. Adobe Suite, subscription, desktop/web. Adobe Premiere Pro and Adobe Express offer AI-assisted captioning and layout tools. Browsers, mobile, web, e.g. Chrome. Live captions auto-generates captions for audio video content. AI audio descriptions. We also made use of AI audio descriptions to describe documents and images in ALT text to be interpreted by screen readers and transfer written documents into audio to be interpreted by blind and low vision users who do not read text. Again, these can lack a range of voices and accents, e.g. Australian accent, can require cloning and additional editing to produce voice and accent interpretable to users, e.g. where an Americanized pronunciation is not likely to be clear to Australians. And recognition of complex images requires more cultural context, e.g. users calling on a volunteer rather than AI in Be My Eyes. Microsoft Office Suite, mobile or web, includes read aloud and immersive reader features that convert text to speech. 11 Labs, free tier web, creates and clones voices, generates audio from text with high realism, used to produce audio versions of reports and presentations. Be My Eyes, free, mobile, connects users to volunteers or AI, powered by OpenAI, for real-time visual guidance. Can describe surroundings, images, or documents aloud. Effective for spontaneous audio description, but dependent on internet access and may struggle with complex or culturally specific content. AI extraction data to restore records and or make them more accessible, e.g. AI scanning and 2D or 3D printing to create tactile representation objects. In this project, our focus was on a digital archive. We did not find AI tools particularly useful in trying to make some of our records more legible, e.g. making older PDFs screen readable, and ended up using very manual approaches. We found, again, that a number of these tools were challenging when using other than mouse/keyboard to interface, along with drag and drop interfaces that were not designed or adjustable for users with different hand control and coordination, in the same way that, for example, the buttons on an Apple Watch can be set to register slower clicking. Though Microsoft and Adobe had built in accessibility checkers, platforms like Canva offered less of this and required a lot of additional labor to enter ALT text, audio description, and plain easy English. The image restoration and AI-enhanced scanning and printing needed to pair with other tools to check accessibility and add descriptors. Subscription cost and unclear terms around data ownership were additional barriers. Under the terms of our ethical clearance, we were not sharing any data publicly without consent. Even when using AI to work with data, we did have consent to share publicly using tools supported by our universities. So data entered is linked to ARC Limited by our university login, not sent to outside datasets, was still our preferred approach. Copilot, mobile/web/desktop, extracts text and keywords from documents, generates metadata, generates CSV/JSON suggestions. Gemini, mobile, web, extracts text and keywords from documents, generates summaries and metadata. Microsoft Accessibility AI, free, mobile, web, AI enhancement image clarity, Windows 3D, Paint 3D, support for accessible formats and tactile printing. Adobe Suite, desktop subscription. Adobe Photoshop and Lightroom offer AI-powered image restoration, e.g. removing damage, enhancing resolution. Adobe Substance 3D enables creation and export of tactile models for 3D printing. Canva, mobile, web, desktop. Limited image enhancement and restoration features, e.g. background remover, filters. AI extraction to generate metadata, description, keywords, categories, formats, contributors, dates, AI generation CSV, JSON, CSS to support representation of data, AI generation text flows, images, layouts to support representation of data. We use similar tools for extracting data, formatting data, e.g. alphabetizing names of persons involved in works, putting them into CSV formatted lists for import to our Mecca platform, etc. They always required rechecking. They also presented challenges when using non-mouse / keyboard interface, screen reader, including difficulties with drag and drop and button pushing. They also additionally presented challenges with requirement to add ALT text, audio description, etc. Even if this included turning to another AI tool or another accessibility checker in another tool to try to assist with the process. Subscription cost, including in the example of Adobe Express, additional subscription cost to access beyond free trial versions of the applications embedded in the Adobe application, and unclear terms around data ownership were additional barriers. Adobe Suite, desktop subscription. Adobe Express includes features like AI-generated images and embeds external apps like HeyGen to generate avatars that speak present text. Copilot, mobile/web/desktop, transfers CSV and JSON style data, generates metadata and supports accessibility tagging, offers ALT text suggestions and integrates with Microsoft Accessibility Checker. Gemini, mobile web, transfers CSV and JSON style data, generates metadata and supports structured content creation. Canva, mobile/web/desktop, offers AI-generated images, templates, and design automation. AI-supported search technology. In this project, we received advice to and ultimately decided to use Omeka as our distribution platform because, unlike WordPress designed for blog-based output, it is designed for archival and database output. A key difficulty in making this decision was that while there was an accessibility module similar to accessibility widgets for WordPress for the previous version of Omeka, there was no such module for the current version of Omeka. This is because these types of modules have been developed by community in GitHub, and in some cases, the community member has not been able to continue updates. This means a lot of labor in design, trial, and user testing to see how accessible our site would be without widgets, and design as much accessibility as we could into it without requiring bespoke coding. The addition of user way type technologies was financially unfeasible. We did not have funds to build and maintain an extremely bespoke site, and at the end of the funded project period, we would have no funds for continued subscription. The additional functionalities of UserWay were also mixed in terms of whether we would have turned them on. A toggle to go between dark and light mode would have been useful. Advice was against a toggle to turn out a screen reader in a widget, as these can conflict with native assistive adaptive technology on the user's computer. While we found searchability possible in Omeka, we found the search and advanced search in Dublin Core or Schema Ontology was likely to be confusing and complicated for some users, and thus undertook labor to add filters to just click to see records associated with a state, art form, or cohort. With setting up cross-referencing and searchability being amongst the most time-consuming and technically difficult tasks, we found that, although companies like Microsoft and Apple generally offer stronger relationship with native screen readers and captions, ALT text / tagging suggestions, semantic structure, and plain easy English suggestions, they have idiosyncrasies. Apple Phone, for example, screen read the underpinning HTML as well as the front-facing text we wanted users to get through the CSS format. Omeka instructions and GitHub advice offered some support working through some of these issues. As a free platform built on a community basis, one would not expect a lot of tech support, but we did find them responsive. Companies like Microsoft and Apple do not necessarily have readily accessible bespoke advice and support. Phone/chat only, no email support. Microsoft Accessibility AI, free, mobile/web, includes tools like Immersive Reader, ALT text suggestions, and AI-powered search and description features. UserWay, free trials, web. AI, widgets that enhance accessible navigation by adding screen reader support, keyboard shortcuts, and visual adjustments. Often used to retrofit accessibility onto existing websites. WordPress accessibility widgets, free paid plugins, includes plugins like WP Accessibility, One-Click Accessibility, and AccessiB integration, offers skip links, font resizing, and contrast toggles. Omeka Accessibility Modules, free open source, includes modules like Accessibility Plus and themes with ARIA support, offers basic improvements like keyboard navigation and screen reader compatibility. Challenges and concerns with AI tools. Using AI was sometimes helpful in our attempts to build this archive and make sure it was accessible to D/deaf, disabled, and /or neurodivergent people as authors and as audiences. While Sonics, Adobe Suite, and Microsoft Suite are all subscription, we have a certain amount of access through our universities, as well as a data privacy protection through our universities. These were actually amongst the useful in extracting data, formatting it for CSV sheets to drive the searchable Omeka website, and generate things like audio versions of reports to increase the accessibility of the site. Using AI also presented both technical and ethical concerns. For example, while our users did indicate using social stories, Gray 1993, visual stories and infographics to engage would be useful, providing they were not too overwhelming. AI can generate things like images, though because Adobe Express allowed us to generate images by uploading our own images and setting style prompts, i.e. using our own images, we have the permission, copyright to users basis. It was preferred over others where permission or copyright to use images generated or base images behind them was not clear. We still had to instruct the AI in relation to visual contrast or overwhelming content. We still had to generate the ALT text and audio description through alternative applications / platforms, whether through general ones like Microsoft Suite or more targeted subscription platforms like Be My Eyes and 11 Labs. In the end, we have thus far opted for using voice-only audio descriptions with prompt to 11 Labs to clone the chief investigator's voice. We have not used things like the HeyGen in Adobe Express that will generate a visual avatar of the chief investigator's face, as well as the voice. In part, this decision was to balance need and ethical implications. We need screen-readable PDFs of reports and audio versions of reports for blind and low-vision artists and audiences in our community. We, as DDEF, disabled and or neurodivergent creators, do not necessarily have the speaking capacity to do the amount required. We see the benefits of the audio and the avatars to assist here. However, we query also whether us extending the use of these tools brings us closer to the point where support agencies and funding requires non-speaking people to use these and requires non-speaking people to use these instead of human supports, even if they do not want to do this. We would summarize the key challenges and concerns around using the AI to include bias, misinterpreting, mislabeling, misrepresenting D/deaf, disabled and / or neurodivergent users' voices and content. Apps and platforms themselves assume the creator is not using alternative creation, only the end user, and work better for some D/deaf, disabled and or neurodivergent users than others. Labor of manual editing to ensure accuracy and accessibility standards. Compatibility/integration with other tools. Subscription cost and setup can be a barrier. Continued management and maintenance. Ethics, content origin and copyright. Ethics, the double-edged sword of universal design, withdrawing other support, human support, because technological solutions now exist. Visit the website. At launch in 2025, the www.disabilityartshistoryaustralia.net website includes 1,661 archival records, annual reports, programs, promotional flyers and cards and more, available via URLs or PDFs. 49 interviews with DDEF, disabled and neurodivergent artists and allies, with Auslan interpretation, captions and transcripts for each video. Search tools to explore 10,864 people, organisations and works associated with Australia's peak disability arts organisations and filter for location, art form or topics such as access, education and employment, participation in public and political life. Timeline, important moments in disability arts practice, policy and activism. Reference list, books, articles, reports and other helpful resources. Curated histories, pages focused on specific themes such as disability arts festivals or government policy, strategy and funding. Visit the Disability Arts History Australia website at https://disabilityartshistoryaustralia.net. For media, interviews, further information or inquiries about tailored reports, contact Professor Bree Hadley, bree.hadley@qt.edu.au. Conclusion. Mainstream archives have historically excluded, underrepresented and misrepresented the work of D/deaf, disabled and / or neurodivergent people. This has produced silences in cultural memory and perpetuated bias. The recentness and aspirational nature of institutional plans to address these issues reflect the extent of this historical exclusion. In this context, the development of the Disability Arts History Australia archival database has aimed to profile the people, companies and works that have influenced development of and innovation in the history of disability arts in Australia. This project encountered a number of key challenges, tensions and contentions, including issues with representation, attitude, policy, content and platform accessibility and funding. Mason et al. Forthcoming. With digital technology and AI already heavily influencing digital practice in archives, libraries and collecting institutions, we investigated and trialled the use of AI to address content and platform accessibility in particular. Some AI technologies were helpful, may did not yet offer full access or less labour-intensive access for disabled authors particularly or for disabled audiences. A more considered and more integrated approach is required. At this stage, our project still involved a lot of labour, checking and customisation to get the site to its current level of accessibility. This has been lengthened by assumption that we as disabled people are not in the leadership, governance or production roles where we will be creating these cultural repositories as well as in the audience role reading the content. This, given the challenges disabled people face more generally, is a problem that needs to be addressed in the future to ensure the accessibility of the platforms is not another factor stalling our move into leadership, custodianship and stewardship roles where we have control over our own data management principles, content and representation. Ultimately, the learning from this project is there is still work to be done to make archival database software and platforms accessible to D/deaf, disabled and or neurodivergent people as both authors and audiences, and to make AI truly helpful in navigating barriers to access. This includes a need to increase overall accessibility address legacy content management, and reduce the labour-intensive nature of digital archiving, which is essential to supporting the right of the D/deaf, disabled, and / or neurodivergent community to be the curators, custodians, and stewards of their own data and data management protocols. WCAG Conformance Statement. This website has been designed with reference to WCAG 2.1 Level AA accessibility standards, informed by consultation with D/deaf, disabled, and / or neurodivergent artists. It incorporates semantic structure, screen reader compatibility, and inclusive design features identified as important by contributors. While the platform supports key accessibility functions, some features only partially meet WCAG 2.1 Level AA criteria due to platform limitations, budget constraints, and the archival nature of over 1,000 scanned documents. The following breakdown outlines features that support WCAG 2.1 Level AA compliance and those that are partial or non-compliant. Features supporting WCAG 2.1 Level AA compliance: semantic HTML structure using and meets WCAG 2.1 Level AA 1.3.1 info and relationships. Screen reader compatibility meets WCAG 2.1 Level AA 1.1.1 non-text content, 2.4.1 bypass blocks, and 4.1.2 name, role, value. Dash ALT text for images and visual content meets WCAG 2.1 Level AA 1.1.1 non-text content. Use of plain English writing supports WCAG 2.1 Level AA 3.1.5 reading level. Font size, contrast, and layout choices meet WCAG 2.1 Level AA 1.4.3 contrast minimum, 1.4.4 resize text, and partially meet 1.4.8 visual presentation AAA. Absence of autoplay or disruptive pop-ups satisfies WCAG 2.1 Level AA 2.2.2 pause, stop, hide. Transcripts and captions for video content meet WCAG 2.1 Level AA 1.2.2 captions and 1.2.3 audio description or media alternative. Consistent navigation and structure support WCAG 2.1 Level AA 3.2.3 consistent navigation and 3.2.4 consistent identification. Partial and non-compliance with WCAG 2.1 Level AA, Omeka S does not provide a module or widget to toggle between light/dark mode, large/small font, or other customization options. This is WCAG 2.1 Level AA compliant. It is not fully WCAG 2.1 Level AA compliant, 1.4.8 visual presentation. Omeka S provides semantic HTML navigation, an each and, but it does not explicitly provide ARIA landmarks and role attributions, or it does not provide skip navigation /skip to content links. This partially meets WCAG 2.1 Level AA 2.4.1b YPAS SBLOCKS and 4.1.2 NAME ROLE VALUE. Scanned and photocopied archival PDFs have descriptions, including accessibility tags in each PDF, but do not include full text transcription or a full list of images and ALT text for over 1,000 documents. This means these PDFs do not meet WCAG 2.1 Level AA 1.1.1 non-text content due to time, budget, and technology constraints. Glossary. Archiving. The process of collecting, cataloguing, and preserving historical records for public access. In this context, it highlights the historical exclusion of work by D/deaf, disabled, and / or neurodivergent people from mainstream archives. Critical disability studies, a research framework that analyses disability by considering a wide range of factors, including physical, psychological, educational, economic, and political influences. It moves beyond traditional medical and social models to understand disability as a complex, socially constructed experience. UNCRPD, United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, an international human rights treaty that sets out the rights of people with disabilities. AIATSIS Code of Ethics, a set of ethical guidelines for research with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Disability arts, artistic practices created by people with disabilities. The report defines it as being central to the development of disability culture and to exercising rights like education, employment, and self-expression. Archival records, historical documents, such as flyers, programs, photos, videos, and organizational materials. Steering Committee, a group of experts and stakeholders, including researchers, artists, and organizational leaders who provided intellectual guidance for a project. Semi-structured interview, an interview format that uses a question guide to ensure consistent topics are covered, but allows for flexible conversational chains based on the participants' preferences and responses. Co-design workshops, collaborative sessions where people come together to help design something. In this case, principles for building the project's website. Disability arts, artistic practices and works created by D/deaf, disabled, and / or neurodivergent individuals. The report highlights its role in advocacy and its centrality to the development of disability culture. Archival records, historical documents collected for the project, such as flyers, programs, photos, and organizational reports. These records were used to show the historical evolution of the disability arts sector in Australia. Oral history interviews. The process of collecting personal stories and insights from artists and allies through interviews. Cognitive RAMP, a principle for accessible communication used in the semi-structured interviews. It involves an informal preparatory session, often with a supporter, to help people with cognitive differences ease into a research conversation and confirm their consent and interest. ASLAN, Australian Sign Language, the sign language of the Australian deaf community. Medical model of disability. Define disability as an individual problem caused by our physical, mental, or sensory impairments. Social model of disability. Defines disability as a social problem caused by attitudes, systems, processes, physical or digital infrastructure that does not welcome different body minds. Critical model of disability addresses disability in terms of systemic injustice, power and rights. Deficit-based language, talking about what deaf, disabled and or neurodivergent people cannot do rather than our strengths and what we can do. Disability-led practice, work that is governed, managed and created by D/deaf, disabled and / or neurodivergent people. Intersectionality, the multiple factors such as race, gender, sexuality and disability that intersect as part of our identity and impact our experience of privilege or non-privilege. Representation, underrepresentation, misrepresentation, whether an historically marginalised group is portrayed enough, or portrayed in the way this community feels is reasonable in arts and media, including via the community's own self-expression. AI, artificial intelligence, the simulation of human intelligence by machines, used here as a tool to improve the accessibility of digital archives. Examples include using AI for metadata extraction and generating alternative formats like captions. GLAM sector, an acronym for galleries, libraries, archives and museums, which are cultural institutions that the text discusses in the context of implementing disability inclusion plans. Disability inclusion action plans, formal documents created by institutions to outline their strategies for improving representation, access and employment for people with disabilities. Community archiving, a practice that gives a specific community, such as the disability community, the authority to collect, curate and preserve its own cultural history. Custodianship, stewardship and autonomy, a set of concepts that define the right of a community to control its own data. WCAG, Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, a set of technical standards for making web content more accessible to people with disabilities. It serves as a benchmark for digital accessibility. Access, the ability for people to engage with and use physical and digital archives, and the text identifies multiple barriers to access, including attitudinal, negative beliefs, systemic, institutional policies, processual complex procedures, and physical and digital inaccessible spaces and websites. Cultural safety, places, relationships, and people that make us feel that our lived experience, identity, and culture is understood, welcome, and valued. Labour. The physical, psychological or emotional work required to manage barriers to access for D/deaf, disabled and / or neurodivergent people, the fatigue this labour creates. Sustainable sustainability, having the physical, psychological, emotional, educational, economic and environmental resource to support a livable career and a livable life. Omeka, the platform used to build the Disability Arts History Australia website. It is a content management system designed for digital collections and archives, allowing for searchable filters and a cross-reference database. References, AMAGA, 2024, Strategic Plan and Pillars, 2024 to 2026, Australian Museums and Galleries Association, https://www.amaga.org.au, common, uploaded percent 20% files, resources, strategic percent 20%, plan percent 20%, January percent 20%, 2025.pdf, Arts Centre, Melbourne. 2023. Disability, Equity and Inclusion. Plan 2023 to 2027. https://www.artcentremelbourne.com.au/media/acm/files/about-us/how-we-work/our-policies/2023/DIEP2023-2027/acm-disability-equity-and-inclusion-plan Part A 2023 to 2027.pdf. Australian Human Rights Commission 2024. Disability Inclusion Action Plan 2024 to 2026. HTTPS, humanrights.gov.au sites default files, 2025-06/disability_inclusion_action_plan_2024-2026.pdf. Australian Museum, 2018. Accessibility and Inclusion Action Plan, https://australian.museum/about/organisation/reports, Accessibility Inclusion Action Plan. Australian Research Data Commons, 2022. Making Data Fair, retrieved 30 September 2025 from https ardc.edu.au resource hub, Making Data Fair. Australian Research Data Commons, 2023. Care Principles for Indigenous Data Governance, retrieved 30 September 2025 from https.ardc.edu.au resource, the Care Principles. Callahan, Sarah, Art Plus Archive, Understanding the Archival Turn in Contemporary Art, Manchester UP, 2022, J. Store, Carol, Stephanie Russo, Garba, Ibrahim, Figueroa Rodriguez, Olga Lydia, Holbrook, Jarita, Lovett, Raymond, Matarechera, Simeon, Parsons, Mark, Rasaroka, Kay, Rodriguez Lone Bear, Desi, Roe, Robin, Sarah, Rodrigo, Walker, Jennifer D., Anderson, Jane, Hudson, Maui, 2020. The Care Principles for Indigenous Data Governance, Data Science Journal, 19.1.43, https://doi.org/10.5334/dsj-2020-043. Kemnerd, Kansa and Othman, Akhraf, 2024. Digital Accessibility in the Era of Artificial Intelligence, Bibliometric Analysis and Systematic Review, Frontiers in Artificial Intelligence, 7, https://doi.org/10.3389/frey.2024.134966-8. Cook, Terry. We are what we keep what we are. Archival Appraisal, Past, Present and Future, Journal of the Society of Archivists, 32, Nome 2, 2011, 173-189, https://doi.org/10.1080/00379816.2011.6119688. Gray Carroll, 1993. Social Stories, Improving Responses of Students with Autism with the Construction of Social Stories. Focus on Autistic Behaviour, Volume 8, Number 1, Pages 1 to 10. Hadley, Bree, Patterson, Edward and Riga, Janice, 2024. Re-inhabiting, Reimagining and Recreating Ableist Spaces, Embodied Criticality in Art in the Routledge International Handbook of Critical Disability Studies. Routledge. Shetty tps.findanexpert.unimelb.edu.au Scholarly Work 1945980-Reinhabiting-Reimagining-and-Recreating-Ableist-Spaces-Embodied-Criticality-in-Art. Jackson, Liz, 2019. Disabled People Want Disability Design, Not Disability Dongles. CBC Radio Spark. https://www.cbs.ca/radio/spark. Disabled People Want Disability Design, Not Disability Dongles. 1.5353131. Jaylon, Lisa, Ed, 2022. Archives, Access and Artificial Intelligence, Working with Born Digital and Digitized Archival Collections, Bielefeld University Press, https://library.oapen.org, handle 20-500-12657-54299. Jaylont, Lisa and Reese, Aaron, 2023, Applying AI to Digital Archives, Trust, Collaboration and Shared Professional Ethics. Digital Scholarship in the Humanities, 38-571-585, https://doi.org. 10.1093/LLC/FQAC073, Krishnan, Reshmi and Manikam, Sivakumar, 2024. Enhancing Accessibility, Exploring the Impact of AI and Assistive Technologies for Disabled Persons. Nafath Periodical by MADA, Assistive Technology Centre, Qatar, 925. https://startnafathmada.org/article, MCN 2505. Kurzweil, Raymond, Shank, Roger C., Barrett, John A., and Buchner, Betty A., 1976. A Practical Reading Machine for the Blind, in Proceedings of the AFIPS4 Joint Computer Conference, pages 919-924, San Francisco, California, Mannheimer, Sarah, Bond, Natalie, Young, Scott W. H., Skates Kettler, Hannah, Marcus, Addison, Slifer, Sally K., Clark, Jason A., Shorish, Yasmin, Rossman, Doralyn, and Shihei Bonnie, 2024. Responsible AI Practice in Libraries and Archives, a Review of the Literature. Information Technology in Libraries, 43, Issue 3. https://geoi.org, 10.5860/ital.v43i3.17245. Mason, Hannah, Hadley, Bree, Patterson, Eddie, Ellis, Katie, Riga, Janice, and Rolf Annie, forthcoming. The Luxury of Memory, Navigating Absences and Gaps in Creating Australia's First Disability Arts Archive, Disability Heritage, Participatory and Transformative Engagement, edited, Lenny van Goitsenhoven and Manon Perry, Routledge, NAVA, 2025. Disability Action Plan, January 2025 to December 2027. National Association for the Visual Arts. https://visualarts.net.au/media/uploads/files/nava_disability_action_plan_2025-2027.pdf. National Archives of Australia, 2024. Annual Report 2023 to 2024, Management and Accountability, https://www.transparency.gov. Arts.au, Publications, Infrastructure, Transport Regional Development, Communications and the Arts, National Archives of Australia, National Archives of Australia, Annual Report, 2023 to 2024, Part 3, Management and Accountability, Our People, National Disability Data Asset Council, 2024, The Charter, Department of Health, Disability and Ageing, retrieved 30 September 2025 from https www.ndd.gov.au about NDA Guiding Principles Charter, National Disability Research Partnership, 2023, Planning for Purposeful Co-Design, retrieved 30 September 2025 from https www.ndlp.org.au resources co-design, Planning for Purposeful Co-Design, National Gallery of Australia, 2022, Disability Inclusion Action Plan, Australian Public Service Commission, https, www.apsc.gov.au, Working APS, Diversity and Inclusion, Diversity Inclusion News, National Gallery, Disability Inclusion Action Plan, National Library of Australia, 2024, Disability Inclusion Action Plan, 2024 to 2026, retrieved from https, www.library.gov.au, visit About Us, Corporate Information, Access and Inclusion Policies and Plans. Note, Margot, 2025. Designing Inclusive Archives, Accessibility in Physical and Digital Spaces, Lucidia, Information Management Company, 2 June 2025. HTTPS, lucidia.com, blog, Inclusive, Archives Design, National Film and Sound Archive, 2024. Disability Inclusion Action Plan, 2024 to 2027. HTTPS or www.denfsa.gov.au about Corporate Information Publications, Disability Inclusion Action Plan, 2024 to 2027. Riga, Janice, 2025. Riga, J, 2022. Design, Disability and Embodiment, Spatial Justice and Perspectives of Power, Routledge. HTTPS, www.routledge.com, design. Disability and Embodiment, Spatial Justice and Perspectives of Power, Riga P, Book 978103-2076997, Riga Janice Hadley Bree Baron Sarah Bolton Sarah and Parker Catherine, 2023, Co-Designing Access, A New Approach to Cultures of Inclusion in Museums and Galleries, Incaccia Amanda Eddy, Curating Access, Disability Art Activism and Creative Accommodation, pages 183-195, Routledge, https://qut.edu.au/centre-for-justice/publications/code-signing-access, A New Approach to Cultures of Inclusion in Museums and Galleries. Wilkinson, Mark David, Dumontier, Michel, Albersberg, Eisbrand, Jan, Appleton, Gabrielle, Axton, Miles, Bach, Ari, Blomberg, Nicholas, Boyden, Ewan, De Silva Santos, Luis Bonino, Bourne, Philip E., Bauman, Jeroen, Brooks, Anthony J., Clark, Tim, Croesus, Mersey, Dillo, Ingrid, Duman, Olivier, Edmonds, Scott, Evelo, Chris T, Finkers, Richard, Gonzalez Beltran, Alejandra, Gray, Alasdair, JG, Gruth, Paul, Goebel, Carol, Greta, Jeffrey S, Herringer, Jupp, Tohen, Peter A C, Hooft, Rob, Kuhn, Tobias, Koch, Ruben, Koch, Jeroen, Lusher, Scott J, Martone, Marianne E, Mons, Barent, Packer, Abel L, Person, Bengt, Rocasera, Philippe, Seaman, Thomas, Slater, Tom, Strawn George, Swertz, Morris A, Thompson, Mark, Van der Leij, Johan, Van Mulligan, Eric, Velterop, Jan, Wagmeister, Andra, Wittenberg, Peter, Wolstencroft, Catherine, Zhao, Jun, Mons, Barend, 2016. The FAIR Guiding Principles for Scientific Data Management and Stewardship. Scientific Data. 3160018. https://doi.org. 10.1038/sdata.2016.18.